First item under other business is 2004-60 River Oaks, request for determination interconnectivity discussion.
The applicant has requested a director's determination as to whether interconnectivity as shown on the River Oaks subdivision plan is to be required. River Oaks is a cluster subdivision containing 85 single-family lots, private roads, open space, perimeter buffers, and a walking path amenity. The final subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, June 20th, 2007. The final record plan, as approved at Plot Book 114, page 107, depicts interconnectivity with the adjacent Riverwood subdivision to the south via a 50-foot wide private road known as Sea Spray Court. But the submitted engineering plans appear to show the pavement not going to the property line. This interconnectivity is also shown on the approved record plan for Riverwood Section 1. The latest available aerial imagery for the site, dated March 2025, indicates that the interconnectivity as shown on the approved record plan has not yet been provided. Furthermore, the record plan refers to the roadway being continued to the west as part of phase two and the cul-de-sac removed at the end of High Tide Lane. Interconnectivity appears to be shown with the adjacent lands of what is now the Ballinger subdivision, and therefore it is the department's position that the road should be extended and the pavement should be shown to the property line. Prior to making a director's determination, the department requests that the commission discuss whether interconnectivity is a requirement as it is reflected on the latest approved record plan, which would constitute the legally enforceable document of record. This discussion will provide the department with further clarity and help guide the determination regarding the application of interconnectivity provisions for future approved subdivisions. Included in the commission's packet this afternoon is a copy of the approved record plan for River Oaks, the approved record plan for Riverwood, the latest aerial imagery of the project site, and a copy of the engineering plans. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 11, Parcels 99, 99.02, 99.03, 99.04, and 99.05, and the zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
Madam Chair, if I may, just to provide a very quick update. We put this on the agenda last week, and after we put it on the agenda, we've been contacted by the applicant's attorney that they've requested a meeting with staff to further discuss this matter before any determinations are issued. So,
thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm inclined if, when it was approved, that, you know, if there was interconnectivity depicted, that it would need to be there. But I think you're just saying we just need to defer, right?
So it would help to certainly, if the applicant has additional material to share with staff, then it would be helpful to have that meeting. So obviously, if you choose not to act on it today, we can bring it back, depending on the outcome of that meeting, or if you want to discuss it, that's the commission's choice. So,
what do you folks want to do?
It's up to you.
I'm fine with deferring. All right, so I move that we defer action on 2004-60.
Okay, the motion's been made to defer action on 2004-60 River Oaks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on the agenda is S25-65 FNN Vasquez Concrete LLC final site plan.
This is a final site plan for FNN Vasquez Concrete LLC for a concrete and masonry business with construction industry retail sales, general office space, and storage for the recycling of aggregate products, including crushing operations. Conditional use number 2565 was approved with 15 conditions by the County Council at their meeting on Tuesday, July 15, 2025. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the west side of Green Top Road, Sussex County Road 225, approximately 0.7 miles north of Fleetown Road, Sussex County Road 224 in Lincoln, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 230, Map 13, Parcel 36. The zoning is agriculture residential. Zoning AR1 district and general residential GR district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. A landscape plan has also been submitted showing compliance with the provisions of 9921A of the code as well as the conditions of approval.
Is there any questions on this one from anyone?
No.
No.
I move that we approve final site plan for S25-65 FNN Vasquez Concrete LLC as a final by staff upon all approval.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the final site plan for S25-65 FNN Vasquez Concrete LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is S2569, the Crossing Church Expansion Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a new 17,695 square foot building and a 6,789 square foot addition to an existing church and other site improvements. Staff note the property is in a combined highway corridor overlay zone district, CHZOZ, and is exempt from the requirements per Sussex County Code 115-194. 0.1C3. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the northwest intersection of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Oyster Rocks Road, Sussex County Road 264. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 22, Parcel 381. The zoning is AR1, Agriculture Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal. Staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to the staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay. Any questions or concerns from anyone? Okay. I move that we approve site plan 25-69, the Crossing Church Expansion preliminary site plan.
With final by staff?
With final by staff, subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Thank you. Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the S2569 Crossing Church Expansion preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next on the agenda is 2019-08 Azalea Woods Section 3 Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for the creation of a 5,365 square foot more or less clubhouse, 377 square foot more or less mailbox pavilion, 6,118 square foot pool area to include an in-ground pool, pool deck area, and 14,645 square feet more or less of pickleball courts, a 1,440 square foot more or less bocce ball area, a 3,421 square foot more or less play area with two tot lots, a 972 square foot more or less pavilion, outdoor fitness area, entry gardens, a great lawn, and other related site improvements to be constructed within the Azalea Woods subdivision. Azalea Woods is a cluster subdivision containing 610 lots, private roads, open space, and planted buffers with phased or sectioned approvals. This amenities area is considered the third section of the overall subdivision approval. The improvements are to be located on the south side of Cobalt Way, the west side of Silverleaf Drive, the east side of Heartleaf Way, and the north side of Jasmine Way in the previously approved Azalea Woods Cluster Subdivision in Georgetown, Delaware. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 49. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Any questions or concerns? Madam Chair, I move we approve the amenities plan as a preliminary and a final for 2019-08 Azalea Woods Section 3.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the amenities plan as a final for 2019-08 Azalea Woods Section 3. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next up is lands of Adele Bagoli, Ellis Lane. Minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed Lot 1 will consist of 0.72 acre more or less. Proposed Lot 2 will consist of 0.718 acre more or less, and the residual lands will consist of 0.526 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Cave Neck Road, Sussex County Road 88, approximately 0.26 mile west of Front Street, Sussex County Road 89. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 20, Parcel 51. The zoning is AR1, Agriculture Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made, subject to staff, upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move to approve a minor subdivision plan off a 30-foot easement for lands of Adele Bagoli, Ellis Lane, with preliminary and final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Adele Bagoli, Ellis Lane. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, the motion carries. Next item is lands of Cromer Management, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands with access off of a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed Lot 1 will consist of 1.502 acres more or less. Proposed Lot 2 will consist of 1.500 acres more or less. Proposed Lot 3 will consist of 1.50 acres more or less. Proposed Lot 4 will consist of 1.500 acres more or less, and the residual lands will consist of 2.914 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of Calhoun Road, Sussex County Road 621, approximately 0.24 miles south of Shawnee Road, Route 36. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 130, Map 3, Parcel 245. The zoning is GR, General Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
It's a lot of more or less.
It's a lot of more or less. More or less.
Madam Chair, I more or less recommend that we approve a minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Cromer Management, LLC, with preliminary and final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Okay, the motion's been seconded and, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the lands of Cromer Management, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Finally, under the other business, we have lands of Sobrook Land Acquisitions, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed Lot 1 will consist of 0.76 acres more or less. Proposed Lot 2 will consist of 0.75 acres more or less. Proposed Lot 3 will consist of 1.35 acres more or less, and proposed Lot 4 will consist of 1.35 acres more or less, and the residual lands will consist of 0.76 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located south of Neptune Road, Sussex County Road 251, approximately 0.22 miles west of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 25, Parcel 77. The zoning is AR1, Agriculture Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair.
I have just one question on this one. Do the fire marshal rules apply for the length of that egress and ingress and egress road? It seems like that's really long.
Do you want to get Susan or me? So, if you look at the detail, there's a hammerhead turn on shown on the plan. but if you look at the actual plan, look.
So, okay, thank you.
You could make it contingent on that being more clearly shown on the final plan. They get stamped.
So, okay.
Because you're right, it's not 100% clear back here. Look.
Okay, I didn't see that at all. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move that. Okay, ready? More Madam Chair, ready?
Yes.
Okay. More or less. Is everybody ready?
Yes, we're ready.
More or less.
Okay. I intend to make a motion here. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off a 30-foot easement for lands of Sobrook Land Acquisitions with preliminary and final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals, and also the final is to include the road clarification by staff.
Second.
Okay, thank you. The motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of Sobrook Land Acquisitions with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals, including the clarification of the ingress-egress access. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries.